How'd it go out there, man?
It was good. It was good. Really good opportunity for me, and I'm just really thankful for the Jazz for giving me this opportunity to come out here and, you know, show them what I can do and help pursue my dream of playing the next level. And I thought it was a good workout. It was my first NBA workout. Thought it went pretty well. So,
what do they want to see out of you?
I haven't had my official interviews with the coaches yet, but I'm someone who is going to come out, and I'm going to be the ideal teammate and the consummate professional. Someone who's going to come to work every day ready to get better and help the team improve. And you know, I think I can positively impact any team with my ability to defend and rebound, and then also space the floor and knock down shots. I think I'm someone that can do that for sure.
What was it like when you found out that you were getting a workout with the Jazz, your hometown team?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, growing up in Salt Lake City, I was a huge Jazz fan as a kid, and you know, my family and I were fortunate enough to get to go to some of the games growing up, and you know, it's kind of a surreal moment to see, you know, Utah Jazz across my chest and to come here and work out. It was a pretty great experience, and I'm just, you know, again, thankful for the Jazz for giving me this opportunity to help me pursue my dream of playing at the next level. So.
How were your nerves?
A little nervous. You know, it was my first NBA workout, so I was a little nervous, but you know, you got to come in here with the mindset that you know, you're just gonna work hard and get through all that stuff. And you know, a little nervous at first, but as the workout progressed and got in the flow of things, it was fine. So,
do you have any other workouts planned?
No workouts set in stone yet. My agent Andy Boutianis has been in contact with some other teams, and hopefully we'll get a few more lined up. But as of right now, nothing set in stone. So,
did it take you time to adjust to the altitude, or are you ready to go?
A little bit. You know, I grew up here, so I'm accustomed to it a little bit. But I flew back from Greensboro just earlier this weekend, so I'm still getting a little readjusted to it, but it's a big difference. But you know, it's something you got to come in and just fight through. I think I did that, and all the guys did that today. So,
what do you see as kind of your path to the next level right now? What are you hearing from your agents?
I have to have the utmost belief and confidence in myself that I can play at any level. But you know, if the NBA thing doesn't work out for me, there's some interest in teams in Europe and possibly the D League. You know, keeping all my options open. Right. And, just waiting to see how this whole process plays out.
How much do you feel you grew? I mean, you were obviously an All-State kid here, but what was your kind of the interest from local schools? Do you feel like you maybe were snubbed a little bit from some of those guys, or?
A little bit. You know, coming out of high school, you know, I'm still a skinny kid now, but I was really skinny and I wasn't that good, so it's understandable. But you know, I've always been someone who's kind of been overlooked and underrated throughout my career, and I don't think it's any different now. But like I said, I've got to have the utmost belief and confidence in myself that no matter who's going to give me a chance, I'll be ready to come in and positively impact that team. So,
how much did that prep school propel your career, your basketball skills forward?
Yeah, I think it was a really big step for me. I got a chance to really improve and mature a little bit, and it gave me a lot of exposure to other colleges that normally wouldn't have, you know, seen me play. So I think it was big for me in order to just further my game and further progress as a basketball player.
Growing up, was there a player that you modeled your game after you wanted to be like?
I wouldn't say anyone in particular. I know at this stage in my career, I'm watching a lot of film on guys like Klay Thompson, J.J. Redick, Mike Miller, a lot of guys that have had success playing a similar style, and I'm trying to incorporate some of the things that they've had success doing into my own game. So,
how did you shoot today?
I shot it okay. I think I could have shot it better. I came out a little nervous, but you know, that's no excuse. I think you always can shoot it better, and I think that I shot it okay. But you know, I'm my harshest critic, so I think I could have definitely shot it better.
Any memories of being a Jazz fan growing up, or were you?
I definitely was a Jazz fan. You know, like I said, I got a chance to come to some of the games as a kid. I was fortunate enough to come see some of the Stockton and Malone days, and when they were making runs in the playoffs, I was a little guy, and I remember a little bit. But it's just a great atmosphere, a great organization. You know, the Jazz are a first-class organization. I've seen that growing up, and it's just an honor to be here today. So,
did you get to meet Jerry Sloan?
I did meet Jerry Sloan. You know, he's a legend. So, whenever you get a chance to meet a guy like that, pick his brain a little bit, it's a pretty cool opportunity.
Did you have to suppress your kind of fanboyism a little bit, or was it pretty normal for you to try to, you know, keep it cool meeting Jerry Sloan?
Oh, meeting Jerry Sloan, yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you've grown up seeing him, and it's pretty cool, but at the same time, you know, you just got to respect him and understand that, you know, he's someone that's done it at the highest level and done is one of the best to ever do it. So, you know, it's pretty cool, but at the same time, you know, it's just a kind of a, he's down to earth guy, so it makes it pretty easy.
Are you gonna work out in Greensboro, or you work out? What's your
I'll be in Greensboro at the end of the month for a little bit, and then I'm planning on going to Las Vegas down to Impact Academy, working with Joe Abunazar later in July during the NBA Summer Leagues and things like that. So.